What's up, dorks? Did you know that Robin and I both have games that are crowdfunding right now for Zoomtopia over on BackerKit? Robin's game, Rise Wizards, is a dice-stacking, map-making, world-building game of wizard hubris that you play by stacking dice, creating a map collaboratively, and seeing what effect the world has wrought when the dice fall.
And Dylan is releasing All's Fair, an 18-plus duet game about wanting to fuck each other so bad that you save the world about it. Both are crowdfunding on BackerKit, and the crowdfund ends February 27th on the More Blueberries page.
So fun and cool.
Yeah,
where
I know you didn't. I'm saying that you should start to record me without my knowledge and consent again. I feel like that's a lot of our best bits, and we kind of go offline mode.
And it
because
is.
I have to turn into a performer again.
Oh my god! And you start acting nice. You act like you like me when the recording button turns on. I have to start.
But I start screaming at you and whipping chairs at your head like I'm the guy from Whiplash. That joke is not my tempo, is what I say.
Oh my god.
So did you kind of wait for you to click record for you to eat the biggest bite of a chocolate bar I've ever seen?
Yes.
That's
and there's more where that came from.
Whoa. Big rebel over here.
Yeah.
Yep. Now that we've
gotten, that's what they call me.
Now that we've hit our goal on our two games, you think you're big news, hey?
I am big news.
Eat a chocolate bar live on air.
We're both big news. It's our games that have funded.
Hey, gang, are you listening to this? And you're like, what are these two talking about? Well, this is our very clean segue into the fact that we have two games live on BackerKit right now.
Which you've already heard about, because if we were good cats and did our job, we had a intro added to this podcast that also talks about it. So now you're hearing about it again.
We're hearing them again.
Yeah.
Rise Wizards All's Fair.
You should back them both. They're both really good games.
You can easily back them both by just because it's the same.
It's the same BackerKit. So, like, there's, like, no effort required on your part. Just hit the back button and then don't scroll down to the only buy one option. Just click buy both of
buy
them.
Buy two. Buy both and also donate the 100 so that you can play with us.
Yeah,
Game
you
of Rise
can.
Wizards with
there
us.
Are only 7 of those spots left as of me checking.
That's crazy.
This morning.
That's very exciting for me.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know who has selected it. I know one person.
I know one person who's done it. Yeah, I don't know the other two.
No, but. Dude.
But.
Hey, what are we doing? What is this?
This
oh,
is
I guess
Dorkspawn.
I have to answer my own question.
No, because that was me getting stuck, and I was like, oh my god, we haven't done this in so long. What is this? Like, this is Dorkspawn. It's a video game book club where we play through video games and talk about them like a book club.
And I'm Dylan, who's never played a Fallout game before.
And I'm Robin, who's played a Fallout franchise 100 squillion times. You actually catch us, you catch me specifically, having gotten to a moment in Vegas where I'm like, I don't know how to proceed. So my timeline has split. I did two different big choices me as Jake Johnson in Vegas. And then it was like 5 minutes later, you were like, hey, the room is open for us to record. I was like, ooh. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I've literally
I have not done any like big choices, but I did do something that I really liked. Like I did a bit that
ooh,
I really
fun.
Liked a lot.
This is also this is the last week that we are doing more of a free form play New Vegas, because next week, we're doing we're starting on the DLCs. We're going to have 4 weeks, one for each of the DLCs. And then we're doing, and then the week after we're doing the finale, which is the end of New Vegas. Stoked as all hell for it. Because I fucking love these DLCs. Specifically next week, I'm really excited to talk about it because the one that we have, the one that we're doing, the first one is Dead Money. One of my favorite DLCs ever of all time and crazy controversial. People do not like it and I think it's the coolest shit ever.
The last time you said that to me, it was a really big winner too, so I'm excited about that.
Which one was that? That was Mass Effect?
Mass Effect.
Give me your brain.
It was not Omega. It was...
No. It was 3, though. Was it Leviathan? No, it couldn't have been Leviathan.
No.
Leviathan's too big.
No, it was not Leviathan. Oh my god, this is irritating me. Whoa. But I liked it so much, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay. It's not Mass... Is it... Are we sure it's not Mass Effect 2?
It might be Mass Effect 2.
Is it the one with David where he is the whole AI computer system? The guy is the computer system. The only other... Oh, the other DLC in 2
No, now I think it's 3. It's 3. It was 3.
Okay. Yep. Citadel? It's not the Citadel. Citadel is fucking amazing.
Citadel was perfect, yeah.
Citadel is perfect. It's not Javik. Because that's just part of the main game.
Right.
It's not Omega.
It was not Omega.
I'm going back. Hey, gang, we're talking about God. Fallout, but today on Fallout, Mass Effect. Oh, my God. What is it? One sec. Let me look at the...
Maybe... Now I'm second guessing myself. Was it 2? Was it the one where... with Liara Tassani? Is it that
the Shadow
one?
Broker? Shadow Broker is extremely popular, though.
Okay, it's so awesome. It's not that one. It's not that then. I'm trying to think of like things we've made clips of because we made a clip of it because it was so, you telling me that it was not popular was so.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're so right.
Astounding to me.
Oh my. No.
I cannot believe this.
The thing is I remember, I know exactly what clip and what moment you're talking about.
Yes.
I cannot think of what it is.
As we recorded in person, I remember so much about this
moment. We were sat next to each other. I remember telling you and you were like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's not popular. It's a very controversial one. And you're like, but this is the best shit ever. And I was like, I know. This is gonna... I'm literally straight up, I'm telling you this right now. We are not moving on.
We're not moving on.
Was it a rival? Can't be a rival. That was in Mass Effect 2. That was the one where you had to kill like half of the solar system. All of the Batarians, you like killed a million people. No, because we weren't talking so hype about that. Because
no, we
it was
weren't.
Interesting, but it we were a little like, this is controversial.
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm on the Darkspawn blue sky right now. We're searching. A lot of Kings of Mahat stuff. Hey, gang. Kings of Mahat's finished. It was really good.
Yeah, finale's out. It's really fucking good.
It's really fucking good. It's really great. I'm really proud of it. I think that whole crew is absolutely toe to tip. Nothing but net pure winners. Okay, no, that's Caesar's Legion. Oh, God. All right. This is us hanging out. Okay, that's the True Blood revelation. That's... Oh, here we go. Oh, it is. It's Omega. It's the Omega DLC.
It is Omega.
It's the Omega DLC.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, people.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. You're perfect. Don't you worry about it at all.
Okay. So that was the thing. Omega, you told me that people didn't like it. I loved it. So this bodes well that you're saying it's got controversial popularity.
Yeah.
But you think it's good.
I do. I think that I like it. I feel like the way the game works, you might not like it, but you might like the story and like the feeling of it.
That'll help me. If there's like, because, you know, this game generally mechanically is not my type of game. So I struggle with it a little kind of off the bat for that reason. But like the parts, as long as I encounter parts that have like interesting story or especially interesting characters, that's a big thing. That's been my, since last time we recorded, just to kind of jump on into this as well, is that like one of the things was like, okay, I know that I may be not having like the best or easiest time with this game, but the stuff that usually gets me is like characters being interesting and good and stuff. So I decided spend a little bit more time doing character stuff or seeking out characters and stuff like that. So actually the first thing that I did was I went to go find the guy you really like, Arcade Ganon. Yeah. I get it. He's a vibe. I have not gotten to unlock a ton of his dialogue except for like the opening stuff so far, but I like him.
Fun. Have you found,
I like him a lot.
Raul?
I haven't found Raul.
Machete.
Wait, Raul is... That name is actually familiar.
Black Mountain.
Okay, interesting. I haven't found Raul yet, but that is another thing that I have done. I've gone to...
So I had a lot of trouble with this run as well. And okay. I realized I've had a lot of trouble with this since when I was a kid and I knew this game so well. I never had a problem with this because I knew automatically where he is. Every time I've played it since, I've been like, where the fuck is this guy? And it's because you need to unlock. You need to do Black Mountain, kill Tabitha.
Okay.
And then get her key and go unlock the room because he's locked in a jail.
Oh, my God. So I can pretty much do that right now.
You can just go right
that
there.
That is the big thing that I just did that I liked so much.
You liked Black Mountain?
I did. I really liked it. Can you blame me? Neil? What a guy.
Yeah.
What a crackerjack guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then I can... Fine. Sick. And then because he bring... Actually, that whole Black Mountain is related to a place called Jacobstown. There's a lot of diary entries. People talk about it. Neil talks about it. Go to Jacobstown after. You'll love Jacobstown.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So first thing, I meet Arcade Ganon. I like him. He is, correct me if I'm wrong, he's follower of the apocalypse.
A follower of the apocalypse, yeah.
Yeah. Which off the bat, I really like. Because so far, I think they're the most interesting faction to me. I think I like them the most, too. Like
they are, like, good guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I like them the most as me, Dylan. And I also think that Ace is the most comfortable with them. Mm-hmm. They seem to be the people that are talking the least crazy. Not loving that they're temporarily allied with not the NCR. They have a fucking whatchamacallit guy in their camp right now.
A legion.
They have a legionnaire in their camp right now.
Oh, okay.
Not loving that. But I genuinely, at this moment in time, big fan. So I like him so far. Also, love that he's just sort of like a doctor that is killer at, first of all, people are dying around me without me even trying in a way that Boone was not really pulling his weight, I've realized. Arcade Ganon is just taking people out for me, and it's great.
Love that.
So I did that. Mm-hmm. Explored a little bit more of Freeside while I was there too, because I did realize that because that building where you that place where you find him, like, mm-hmm. is so unassuming, and I like to look at
it
that, like, it's kind of like
it blends.
I totally
very much
missed
it. It is the worst thing. It's kind of the worst experience about this game is because they had to use a lot of like older textures because they were just borrowing a bunch of stuff. A lot of big things hide. Just by blending into the background and looking the same as everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. So that I spent more time in Freeside because I just realized that I clearly missed a lot of it. And I like Freeside a lot. I think it's a really interesting place to be. Mm-hmm. This like kind of shitty ass town right outside of the nicest place in the area. Like, and it's just like a riddled with crime and just the worst people ever. Liking it. And in exploring around there, I forget who I talked to, but I unlocked Edie's second dialogue thing, which was fun and interesting. So we got another dialogue from Edie, another log entry that listened to. And then I was just sort of wandering around, for a bit, trying to up my fighting skills a little bit. 'Cause I've spent a lot of this game, leveling up a lot of like science and, repair and all of that stuff. So I was like, just trying to get some beef to my, combat skills. Uh-huh. And then eventually, 1 minute, Edie, I look back behind me and Edie's like, hold up, I got something to say. Senior Knight Lorenzo of the Brotherhood of Steel comes on and talks to me directly live through Edie.
Whoa.
Have you not done this, or are you just being surprised for the audience?
No, I don't have Edie.
You don't
have
Edie.
I've forgotten most of Edie's things, if I've ever done Edie, actually. I don't even know if I've done Edie before.
So this was cool. He says he wants to examine Edie for any data that the Brotherhood can use. And asks for us to bring it to like their one of their surface patrol areas. Mm-hmm. But then his transmission is cut off by April Maritimer, because who is followers of the Apocalypse, who basically says the same thing and is like, no, bring him to me in Freeside.
Ooh.
Bring him to me in Freeside. I want to do the same thing.
Cool.
This is interesting because while I was playing, I looked up like a little bit of a walkthrough because I was like trying to see what I didn't want to do anything like wrong or whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
And the only reason that April cut him off is because I accidentally went to the Hidden Valley bunker for no reason once, like weeks ago.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I remember you saying, yeah.
Yeah, and I went in there and have already been there. So that was just sort of like a fun coincidence, is that like I got this option. Anyway, I decided to bring Edie to the Followers of the Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. To get upgraded,
cool,
which is fun. But I haven't gotten her back yet. She's getting upgraded. So then I was wandering around, and this is another thing that I did not do on purpose. But wandering around, I ran into Neil. And Neil stopped me and is like, hey, don't go this way. It's dangerous for you. And I was like, why? and Neil's like, there's this terrible woman, Tabitha. We hate her.
We hate her.
She's wretched. And I had high enough speech to be like, well, why don't you help me and I'll just take her out. No big deal. And he's like, fine, meet me up at the road. This took me a couple tries
just it's very tough.
Map confusion wise, I think was sure. the thing. He told me to meet him at some entrance first or go directly into town. And whichever way I went, I seemed to get shot at either way. So I didn't, I couldn't figure out what the right thing.
Swarming with super mutants. It took me ages and a lot of deaths and reloads to get through this area. Yeah.
But eventually I just sort of like trusted the process and went through and fought my way through. And then I ran into Neil. He did a thing where he ran into the town and was like, intruder. And I was like, that, I don't know. That's his plan. is to like cause a distraction.
That's crazy. That's funny.
I don't know. Whatever. Then he was like, all right, you got it from here. And I was like, what? All right, fine. I guess.
What did you do?
So fought through all of these Nightkin. Now, here's where this was such a huge surprise and pleasantly a surprise to me, is that killing my way through these super mutants has not been too bad. Arcade Ganon is killing a lot of them, to be quite honest,
crushing them.
for me. But I am doing my share. I'm pulling my weight. But like a ton of them have flamethrowers, which I don't know if you recall this, but this is, I don't think I've said this on the podcast. This is my new plan. Because I am still so bad at guns, I'm not good at them, and I can't get past the Legion to get to the area that I want to get to. My new plan is flamethrowers. so now I have like 7 or 8 flamethrowers and like a whole supply of flamethrower containers, the fusion containers. So that is my new plan, my new strategy. I've stocked up and I'm just going to flamethrower my way through.
Fuck, that's so funny.
That's the plan.
That's good.
So I was able to get all of that. Apparently, there was some way to sneak in. Apparently there was some way to like talk through to Tabitha through the satellite thing.
I did that. I accidentally.
Yeah.
I had to sneak. Again, I have approximately 2 health all the time. I'm tweaked out and weak and like drug fueled constantly.
Yeah.
I am running so low on all addictive medication to purchase from other people that I'm genuinely struggling to get through some encounters, conversational encounters. I count as quote unquote dumb. I get the dumb mechanic, which is if you have 3 or less intelligence, you can get unique dialogue options purely because you're fucking stupid.
Which is like a thing with this, isn't it? I didn't get the option because I did not figure out the satellite thing, but I read that there was an option where that's cool shit.
This is actually the second second time this mechanic has come up and kind of saved my ass. I'm addicted to Mentats, addicted to alcohol, addicted to Med-X now, which is a damage resistance thing, and addicted to a damage buff. So when all of these come off, I get... Oh, I'm also so stupid irradiated that that's also affecting a lot of my stats. So when I get, like, addiction withdrawals, I get fucked so hard that a bunch of my stats, like... go below 5. I'm hobbling around. I can barely talk. I can barely think. I'm so slow. And I refuse to pay people to just free me of all of my addictions. I have to sneak through this area. I'm getting one shot by these guys. I eventually, because of my orbital cannon that I armed, I have found a fun way where I sneak into a position, I wait for a bunch of them to group up, and then I target the orbital laser on them, and I'm killing like 10 guys in one single shot, and they don't know
That's
where it came
so
from.
Cool.
And then I'm leaving and I'm waiting 24 hours to my gun to recharge and then I'm coming back. Because it takes, you have one shot every 24 hours.
Yeah, my thing is I now let Arcade Ganon shoot at them and get all the aggro. And as soon as they're all pointing at him, I run around a giant boulder and stab them from behind. That's my specialty.
That's good.
I forgot to mention. I'm so sorry. Before I forget, Arcade Ganon doesn't like Edie.
Interesting. That's fun because Edie is an Enclave robot, I think. Arcade Ganon has a lot of shit against the Enclave.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he's just sort of like, I'll tolerate it, but like if that thing makes one wrong move, I'm junking it. And I was like, okay.
I love Arcade Ganon. I think he's so cool.
Me too.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, sorry, go.
No, it's fine. I've mentioned this before. I believe he's gay. Like, he's only, like, he explicitly states
that's
that
how
he's
I was
gay
able
man.
To recruit him. I did not have the other checks at all high enough to recruit him. The only thing I had was
flirt?
What is that skill? The one that makes you gay?
The confirmed bachelor.
That's the one. Yeah. That cool. was the only option that I had was to basically call him easy on the eyes, and then he came with me.
He's like, oh, okay, sure. I love it. I really like Arcade Ganon. I think he's a great guy. Great character. I sneak around.
Yeah.
Orbital cannoning sometimes. I've gone full stealth, which... It's a fun thing of in games like this, games like Skyrim, high stealth characters are like, oh yeah, that's kind of the stereotype of everyone picks a high stealth character. I hate high stealth characters. I never enjoy playing them. This one, it's fun because it's forced me to do it. I have literally been forced into, I have to play stealthily because otherwise I get my ass beat.
Yeah.
And then I also, like, kind of play stealthy in conversations, which is a thing, which is, like, it kind of a vague term, but it's, like, I'm never showing any of my hand of, like, these are my political thoughts, and this is what I think about this group. I'm always skirting around it with things and playing every side, quote-unquote. But it's fun because it's a thing that I have just done. Anyway, stick around, speak to Neil. I don't, because I couldn't find Neil. But his little arrow, because he stood right outside of this big satellite dish, and I was like, oh, it's inside the satellite dish. So I went around and I was looking and I was like, fuck, I can't find it. And then I went on the comms and you aggravate her. By calling her like a big stupid dum-dum and then she'll never be able to fight you. And then all of her men like leave the place where she is and then like kind of run off trying to find you, making it way easier to sneak up.
So I
snuck around, did have to kill a few Nightkin, but that's fine because then I got stealth boys, which is really good because it ups your stealth by a bunch. Killed her. In killing her, you kind of give the go ahead for everyone to leave. And then I found a bunch of computers that talk about why they are here, because a guy called Marcus, who is companion in Fallout 2, he is a super mutant who
I didn't know that.
Is the mayor of a town, which is crazy because Fallout 1, super mutants are these big, dumb guys who are like the villains. And then in Fallout 2, they are still the villains, but you meet Marcus, who's like the mayor of a town of humans, of people. And it's really weird. And then you can like convince him to join you when you make the town good enough. Really like Marcus. Also in this game because he has traveled from Reno down here to Vegas. He set up Black Mountain Radio and then Tabitha took it over. As they all went off to Jacob's town, which is his town, and they're all calling him like pretentious and telling them all, bossing them all around and telling them what to do, because he is a very big pacifist, isn't the right word, but he kind of acts pseudo like that. So in Fallout 2, it's hard to get him not only on your team, but also to like, have him stay on your team because you have to do a lot of things that he agrees with, which is a lot of passive, you know, being like a good guy. So it's fun in this that they've kind of continued that story.
That's cool.
I then left Black Mountain for a while. I was looking around. Oh, and then I also read a bunch of stuff about this guy, Raoul, who's staying. And I was like, oh, that's a companion. Great, he's around here. Looked around for a bit. I was like, I cannot tell you where this guy is. And then left, ended up Googling it. And then I was like, oh, he is there. He's in the one building I didn't check, even though I thought I did. Cool, sick. And then I went back and I found him.
Did you like leave and come back before killing Tabitha? Is that something you can do?
I killed Tabitha, then left, and then I came back
then
to
you
find
did it.
Raoul.
Okay.
You can leave before killing Tabitha and then come back, but...
I was just curious, yeah.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
You find yourself in a forest. A forest of legend. You hear a song coming from the center of it.
I want to sneak up on the sound just in case there's like enemies there, but I'm going to follow it.
You hear this beautiful tale of adventure and friendship, all done seemingly in a musical manner.
This could be the power of song I've been searching for.
As your hand reaches out, your mind is filled with thoughts of a beautiful modern city of Foxglove, where cryptids lurk in coffee shops and supernatural cases land on the desk of two unlikely private investigators. Inside your soul, you feel like you must sit and listen every week as new songs are made.
GM question, like I don't have to actually sing here, right?
Well, I mean, if you're inspired to sing, you can, but they'll do most of the singing for you.
Okay. Because, like, I know I wanted to play a bard, but I sort of just wanted to be, like, flirtatious and, like, you know, hook up with all the hot elves and stuff.
Sure, yeah. The wizard that's given you this quest, you can hook up with them after.
Okay, great. Sick.
But to be high enough level, you do have to sit here and listen to this improvised musical podcast every week.
Wait, so they, like, actually, like, make up the songs on the spot and they're, like, playing the game?
Yeah. It's an actual play,
cool.
Much like this, but they improvise a musical every episode. They also play the Genesis system, not just us two losers just bouncing a conversation back and forth.
Yeah, no, that's
absolutely
way cooler, actually. Well, I think that we should go listen to RPG Major right now. And I think that if anyone's listening, they should listen to RPG Major right now, too. What's up, dorks? Do you like unique and deep fictional worlds to play in?
Do you like tabletop RPGs?
Then you might just love Eternal Ruins, a new tabletop role-playing game that explores the fantasy world-building project created by artist Sam Carr through his Instagram and YouTube pages.
The Eternal Ruins themselves are a vast and endless collection of corridors, chasms, towers, and gardens. They are explored by wanderers, stone statues hatched to life as children, now seeking solace and hope in bright places of the ruins, safe from the despair that the darker, more hostile corners may hold.
And with this 300-plus page rulebook written by Rob Lee and Felix Isaacs and using the Wild Worlds engine famously designed for the Wild CRPG, you will have a definitive guide to exploring this unique and vast world at your table. The Kickstarter goes live Tuesday, January 27th in 2026.
Rain patters on the window and a storm rumbles in the distance.
lit only by candlelight, you shuffle through old journals and books, organizing your shop. Doesn't this feel like a dream? The Wanderer's Bookshop is a mixed-media solo journaling game where you're the caretaker of a magical bookshop. Using tarot cards, dice, and books, you'll create stories and solve mysteries to find your white whale. The Wanderer's Bookshop, created by Lola Johnson, is available to back on Backerkit, and backing it brings the game to print and gets you unique rewards such as a curio sticker sheet, physical ephemera from guest writers, and a uniquely annotated softcover zine written in invisible and secret UV ink. So, to back the Wanderer's Bookshop now, go to tinyurl.com/wanderingbooks. This run, I've picked up every single companion.
Whoa.
And had every single companion leave me. Which is fun.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait, because... so it finally happened. Right, because obviously I know that Arcade Ganon also hates the Legion.
It's his one thing that he says when he joins. It's him and Boone are the only two to state, you can do what you want. I will not do anything for the Legion.
Yeah.
So I had Boone already, picked up Veronica. Veronica let me into the Brotherhood of Steel bunker. She had an argument, because I'm not going to spoil what happens there, but she had an argument with someone. And then I did a couple of kind of morally gray options. I ended up getting her exiled from the Brotherhood of Steel. Because there's ways to have her reintegrate into the Brotherhood of Steel, but I got her exiled. We then got hunted. She went back to Lucky 38. I picked up Arcade Ganon. I picked up Raoul. I picked up Cassidy, who I immediately took to the Van Graffs, and she was immediately executed by the Van Graffs.
Oh, my God.
And then things kind of happened. I killed Mr. House.
Oh, my God.
I killed Mr. House, which I did it, and then I felt bad, and I reloaded it, because I like that guy. I don't like the guy. He's horrendous. I like the character so much, and I was still unsure of kind of what angle I wanted to hit, so I reloaded. I did a bunch of other stuff, and then I was like, fine, I'll do Mr. House. Did I talk about doing the airbase, the boomers, last time?
Yeah, we talked about the boomers. Yep. Because I also got stuck with the boomers.
You got stuck with the boomers because their stupid little bomb puzzle that they have.
Yep.
Anyway, it is myself. Killed Mr. House. I blew up the Brotherhood of Steel base, the hidden bunker, by... I can't remember. I did it off my own back. I just kind of did it. There's like this really complicated puzzle where you have to get a bunch of permissions from a bunch of people. But instead what I did is, because I had really high sneak, I was sneaking into all of their rooms and I was stealing all of their key cards. I ended up making a self-destruct for the base. Sprinting out, the base blew up. Veronica furious. I went to Caesar's Legion. I was like, hey, so I've done it. I've killed Mr. House. Caesar was like, fuck yeah. Nice. Good job. I need you to go get the boomers on our side. And I was like, already done it. And he was like, hell yeah. And then he starts screaming, screaming in the middle of the conversation. And then he stops and he's like, okay, I actually think we're done here. And if you had a high enough medicine check, which I do have, you can say, you just had a seizure. And he's like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. It's fine. Don't talk to me again. Come back tomorrow. I need to go to sleep. And I was like, okay. I left. I come back. By the way, I did get the boomers on your side. And he's like, good. So I now need you to get the Brotherhood of Steel. I need them to be killed. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. I already did that. And he's like, yeah, and then starts drooling and making unintelligible noises. And because I had high enough medicine, I was like, can we talk in the back room? And he's like, sure. And you walk in and you're like, so you have a problem in your head, right? You have a problem. And then he agreed. He's like, yeah, I do. And you talk to him about it. And he's like, and then you're like, you have a brain tumor.
Oh, my God. And
you need to operate now. And he's like, I started getting headaches a few months ago. And it's progressively getting worse to where he's actively having seizures in the middle of conversations and all this shit. And he's like, I need medical supplies. And I didn't have high enough medicine for this. Because you can say, I can perform surgery. I didn't have high enough medicine to agree to perform surgery, but I did have enough speech to pretend I knew how to
perform
surgery. Oh my
God. You're playing the worst man ever, and I love it.
Then I went, I bought a bunch of medical supplies. I came back, and he had fully passed out, and he has not woken up yet. And then you get rushed into his bedroom, and they're like, okay, it's time to operate. And you can either do nothing and just be like, I can't operate on this guy. He's my son. Or you can say, so there's one of three options that I had. Operate on him, make it successful. If you don't have high enough medicine, you need 85 medicine to be able to successfully do surgery on him. You can have 7 or more luck that I do have and hope that it works. Or as you're performing surgery, you can kill him and just pretend it was part of the procedure and there's nothing you could do. It's out of my hands. He died in the middle of surgery. You kill him in surgery by stabbing the scalpel into his brain.
Sure.
And then you get yelled at by the Legion. They go to kill you and you can pass a very high speech tech to be like, he was in the middle of surgery. He was going to die with this. This just type of stuff happens. And then they're like, you are correct. And then you start getting... And then a new Caesar is named by his second in command. He takes over. He then goes to name a second in command. And then the storyline continues, which is a storyline that you don't get unless you do Legion's storyline. So you can a villain, do Legion, and then kill the main guy by just pretending to be on his team the whole time. Yeah. You can literally be a spy, which I think is fucking awesome.
That is really fucking cool.
It's really fucking cool. I have two saves. I've jumped over a lot of stuff.
Right. You said I have two saves.
I saved his life with an incredibly high luck check, or I kill him on the operating table because he doesn't allow, or any of the Legion, allow any drugs in their area at all. And my guy
is addicted to drugs.
Can't handle the fact that there's no drugs allowed in and out of the facility. And is scared about getting caught sooner or later. But what if the guy just fucking died? Then maybe the second in command, they'll let me.
Won't care as much about
shit.
It. Right.
Yeah. And I can't decide if he's like loyal to Caesar and is, or not loyal, but scared of Caesar and what the things he's going to do, or is like, I need my fucking fix and this guy won't let me get hit.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's kind of, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Or maybe it was a part of like a kind of, he, you know, Jake's an evil guy and a shithead, but he's not evil. There was a bunch of slaves that the Legion had, and I bought them to free them. I sent them back to the followers of the Apocalypse, because he was like, that's crazy. I don't want, that's objectively evil. That's horrific. I can't have a bunch of slaves there. So then bought a bunch of slaves and then freed them. But he's still so scared. He's so scared of what the Legion are going to do. So he's still working with them. And it's kind of weighing on him. I have this. But then he's also executing entire bases of people. He's blowing things up and, you know, and because he blew a bunch of shit up and then got fucking loads of money for it. And then he's using that money to fund his addiction. And it's like, what? I don't know, like, kind of where I want his story to go.
Yeah, because, okay, like, this is why him killing him on the operating table makes sense to me, because he's not evil. He is an opportunist. he will just do whatever is going to be best for him.
Yeah.
And if this guy is going to make it harder for him to get drugs,
he's going to kill him on the operating
table. He's
going
to kill him. Like, if you had gone to free those people and one of them had been like, hey, man, fuck you. You're addicted to drugs. I think Jake would have killed them. And like, yeah, well,
probably.
Never mind. Yeah. Like,
well, I tried.
Yeah. Well, I tried, but I'm not trying that hard. Like, I feel like he's got that I'm going to do whatever's best for me and my survival. And right now my survival is dependent on being addicted to drugs.
yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to continue that, but then.
I like that. I forget if this happened in the Black Mountain area or somewhere else. I was exploring some other place that I think this might have happened. Oh, it was nearby Black Mountain when I was getting lost and turned around. And then I was going to restart a save, but I found my way and then I was afraid that I wouldn't find it again. So I was just like, I'm keeping the save. But I do have radiation poisoning pretty bad right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was able to finish Black Mountain. I died once in the Black Mountain thing, and miraculously, it was not from any of the Nightkin. It was from a falling boulder that hit me while I was trying to climb up Black Mountain. I was like, man, I'm doing so good. I looked up, a giant fucking boulder immediately landed on Ace. And I was like,
fuck,
wow,
that's funny.
Okay. All right, that's never happened before anywhere else in this game. I had no reason to think that that was a aspect that I could run into right now. But great. Good.
That's funny.
Excellent.
There was a... I found... So when I went to go pick up Caesar's medical gear, the place that I got, which is the New Vegas Medical Clinic, was offering implants. They'll give you plus one to a special stat for everyone that you buy, but they're like $5,000. But I had a bunch of money because I just killed a bunch of people. So I upped my intelligence because I thought that if a guy is this like freaking out about stuff, he's probably going to up his intelligence of all the things. But I thought that was pretty fun.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah. But went to Caesar, did all this stuff. I bought the medical supplies. I then went back to the Lucky 38 because even when you kill Mr. House, you keep the Lucky 38 casino as like
a
home base. I was walking over. I was like, oh, look, it's Boone. Oh, he's wearing metal armor. Oh, I should take that off him. Hi, Boone. And he was like, are you fucking working with the Legion? I was like, oh, I mean, like, as a spy. And he was like, this is the last time we're ever going to see each other again. If I see you, I'm going to kill you. And then walked out the door. And I was like, Jesus, okay, what was that guy's problem, right? Gannon was like, you stop now working with the Legion. I speak to Veronica. Did you blow up the entirety of the Brotherhood of Steel base? Oh, I mean, yeah, kind of. Fuck you, actually. Walks out the door. Okay, everyone's leaving me. Hey,
oh,
Raul, how are we feeling? And Raul's like, hey, listen, brother, I respect you. You keep working for people that want me specifically a ghoul dead, so I can't do this anymore. And then left, and I was like, Jesus.
Oh, my God,
and then
I can't. I'm so excited to get
stood on
Raul.
My own. Hey, he's cool. He's a really cool guy.
He does sound cool.
Danny Trejo does a really good job. It's a cool, like, it's cool having, like, because he's a ghoul from before, so he, like, you know, is very old and is like old man, old dad character. He's cool. But yeah, so now I have no possible companions because they're either dead or have walked out on me.
Well, could you go back and get Edie?
I can. You can go back and get Edie. I'm thinking I'm probably going to get Rex, which is the dog.
The dog.
I love the dog. The dog's mission's really fun because you can upgrade him one of three ways. And each one of them, like, changes a bit of the dog's personality. It's cool. I like it a lot. And I also, I do like Edie. If I was doing an evil run, Enclave is, like, that's prime for being a villain. And I am doing an evil run, but I think that like I'm doing an evil run kind of accidentally.
You're doing an evil run asterisk. This man, like we just talked about it, he's not pure evil. He's morally bankrupt.
In like an extreme way. Like he's supporting all of these horrific things. In case anyone's listening, is like, well, he's doing. It's like yes, he's horrifically evil, but also. It's like this isn't his belief system. His belief system is I have to survive. This is the wasteland. Yeah.
I have to survive at all costs. Yeah.
Did that. Really loved those missions. I did. One of them actually getting Caesar's gear is going into Vault 22, which is the radiated vault. That was cool. So I was like, oh, I've already done that. Fantastic. And then I literally just walked in and then grabbed my stuff and left.
Oh, nice.
I did all of H&H Tools, which is really a cool bit. It's about Mr. House's brother who ran H&H Tools and his like descent into madness over, even though he's the favorite child, Robert House is just smarter than him and he can't stand it and like has a successful business and... It was like all of the logs is him freaking out, but that was fun. I had a lot of fun with that quest. There's a lot of weird robot stuff around there, but it's cool. I liked it. Black Mountain, and then I think that's kind of it. I think that's what I've done, which is a lot. Yeah. I did a lot of stuff in the
You did a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
it's good. I'm gonna do a couple of things before now that I know there are some options, but I'm gonna do a couple of things before I do the DLC.
Sick.
One, I'm gonna get a role.
The DLC is you go alone.
I know, but I do want to
Sure.
I want to do a couple things beforehand. I'm not gonna do it in like preparation for the DLC.
Sure. I didn't want you grabbing it and then being disappointed that it's like, oh, I can't take him.
No, because I did know that because this is which DLC is this again?
We're doing Dead Money, which is the abandoned Brotherhood of Steel bunker. That's where we're going.
Oh, okay. This is a different one. But the other one also is by yourself.
They are all by yourself.
They're all by yourself? Okay.
You all go on your own. Dead Money is you don't bring any items with you. Honest Hearts is you bring very few items with you. You don't bring anything with you to Big Mountain, which is the Old World Blues. And then I don't know about the Lonesome Road. I can't imagine you take much with you either.
You don't. You have to have nothing on you or like a very limited amount and no one with you.
Yeah.
Because I got that quest, but I didn't go on it yet.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. But I do want to get Raoul. I have not, since I started to get more Kim Henyans, I haven't gone back to the Lucky 38 yet. So I'm going to...
Cool.
I'm going to get Raoul. I'm going to, I think it's Cassidy, right?
Cassidy, yeah.
I want to get Cassidy because I think that the only thing left with Cassidy is I needed a higher speech and I think I should have what I need.
Oh, cool, sure.
To get her, if I remember right. So I'm going to do that. Get Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to go see what the Lucky 38 is like with... all those people. Also, I want to see if the people in there still want to kill me. Because there were some people. Oh,
people
no.
in the Lucky 38?
No, I'm mixing up the Lucky 38 with the other casino full of people who want to kill me.
Oh, it's not Gamora. It's.
No, it's not Gamora.
Tops.
Yeah.
The Tops. Yeah.
Okay.
I would actually, if you're doing. Stuff. I don't know specifically what you want to do, but the Brotherhood of Steel bunker has, it's very light, but they talk about a character
that.
Who is a primary character in Dead Money. So if you wanted to have a little bit of like talking to people about a character
who left.
I do
want that, I think. Also, Brotherhood of Steel, I haven't really talked to yet, so I really do want to.
They're cool. They're really interesting. I mean, you know, we watched the show, so...
Yeah.
You kind of have a basis, and it's interesting seeing what this chapter of them are like. I will say the Dead Money is pretty long. These next 4 weeks okay. are going to be the longest amount of game that we're going to be plugging in. Just to like give you the knowledge
no,
of
that's
like
good.
If you're like
but
yeah
I
this
also
is fine
think it's can, like
yeah.
it's like long but it's like you're in, once you're in this DLC you're on like a track to do this
you're kind
mission.
Of yeah you it's it's like there's a very few missions oh they're long it's Dead Money is so atmospheric it's so Dead Money is their horror one all very
fun.
Saw trap it's like a horror heist, which I think is really cool. It's about the Sierra Madre, which is one of my favorite locations in Fallout. It's just in this DLC. It's all weird horror sci-fi, and a guy fucking maniac is forcing you to do this heist. All of the companions are deeply fucked up. It's cool. Not all
yeah.
of them. Some of them are deeply fucked up. My two favorites are deeply fucked up.
Yeah, of course. Naturally.
But it's naturally. But it's really cool. There is a really sad bit about the DLC that it relates to Veronica specifically really bad, but you can't do anything with that relation, which I'm a bit sad about. Like, they reference her and they talk about her. And she talks about them, but you can never get them to, like, meet.
That's
in a way
bummer.
That's, like, upsetting.
Yeah.
It's cool though. It's my favorite DLC. One of my favorites of all time. I think maybe it's because one of the first DLCs that I played ever, and I was like, wow, this is the type of stuff. It's like a mini game. It's like a 10-hour, really cool horror experience in this otherwise open world game. Still a little open world, but really hemmed in. It's cool. I think you may have seen me play a little bit at it last time I was in Brooklyn because before we started doing Fallout, I was playing Fallout New Vegas casually and I was on Dead Money and I just love that DLC so much.
Okay. Well, really I'm excited. Cool. I'm excited yeah. to try and see what DLCs in this game look like because
I think you'll
DLCs
like it.
In like Skyrim are very integrated into the game. It's
yeah.
like...
Yeah,
they just become a part of kind of like the world as you're playing. So I'm excited to see like how they
yeah,
do these
sure.
DLCs and
oh,
how different
true.
They are.
I really do. I'm putting a lot of hopes on this. I really think you're gonna dig it.
It's
a small
it.
Like yeah. insulated story in a different place. Like each of them are small insulated stories in different places.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Doing like a tenth of, if that, of the map, of like the main map, with a bunch of still fun things to come across and find. And Dead Money does suffer a little bit from hard to navigate, in my opinion.
That's probably to me, like, I mean, that's just kind of what I struggle with in games like
yeah.
this in general. So, like, I'll get over it.
Yeah. It's yeah. cool, though. I'm excited for us to talk about it and explore.
Yeah, me too.
Is that us for today?
Oh, that's us for
beautiful.
Today.
Gang, thank you so much for listening. You like Fallout? You want to listen to Fallout? Fallout Kings of Manhattan. Whole series is done.
Full series done, baby. Go listen to it.
Full series done, baby. Toe to tip, 6 episodes. It's great. It's really good. Mm-hmm. I found a picture that I took in fucking January 24
this is true.
Me starting to write Fallout Kings of Manhattan. It's just an idea I've had for fucking ages. And we just have the coolest cast. That last episode, literally the first 10 minutes, I had to skip over a whole section whilst editing it a lot because I could not get through it without... like sobbing. It's sad. It's tough. It's fun.
It's
I had
good.
To edit it out, but we have a 10-minute break in between a section because we were like, we need to stop.
We
like,
need a
we
minute,
need to go
which
and,
was great actually.
Away.
In the yeah. that was great to have in the moment.
We have 2 games which are currently being crowdfunded on BackerKit. We're both really proud of them. I love Dylan so much. I think this game that they made All's Fair, is just truly, it's like, it's such a encompassing thing that, again, I said this on, we did a talk of the table. Only Dylan could make this game. And it's really, I'm truly so proud of them for doing it. They're just the most, the world's just greatest person ever. And I really cannot believe that I'm allowed to make a game alongside them.
And I will say Robin's game, Rise Wizards, is, I think, especially after it becomes released and becomes a game that's out in the world, I think is going to become like one of those games that it's like, oh, world building games, like. And it's gonna be one of those. It's so fucking good. It's just such a great game. And you can watch us play it over on One Shot if you want, and you'll be able to listen to it in like a week too, which is very exciting. Yeah, you're just the best, and it's still going. We're only on day three.
We're only on day three, baby. And truly, like. You know, I know that there's this fear in crowdfunding where it's like, ah, but what if I, you know, put money toward it and it doesn't come out? We've already funded. You're buying two games. You're buying two games like as soon as they're available, like you're going to be some of the first people to pick it up. There's things where, you know, if we hit certain stretch goals, we're going to have more art that we're looking,
looking forward to. By the way.
$20.
We are hitting that stretch goal as of recording.
Loving it.
So the art is going to be sicko.
Yeah, it's going to go fucking crazy. If you want to play with us, there's also that option, which you can, which is fun. Yeah, it's great.
I'm really
proud of both of us for being able to do it. It's fun. Kings of Mahat, Rise Wizards, All's Fair. Do we have any other projects?
Tomorrow, when this is already been out, you should always also skip over to the One Shot feed because it is my 100th episode day, and you should go and listen to that big, big celebration happening over on the One Shot feed, and you should go check it out.
Did you have fun with me just talking about how much I love Dylan? Imagine, like, 20 people turning up to record a thing just for them.
It is a little navel-gazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's perfect. It's everyone's dream. Everyone hopes to have as much love as you've cultivated to be like, hey, I have this for an idea. And then a bunch of people are like, yep, we'll do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Truly amazing. I'm like, yeah, so spoiled. It's crazy. Oh, my God. Well, okay. Beans.
Beams. Unfortunately, however,
this is the thing.
This is the thing. The game was rigged
from the start.